What up, winners? It's another episode of Euphoric Living. Today's episode is going to be about synchronicities. Synchronicities, or otherwise known as coincidences. So I first heard that term, I don't know, several months ago, maybe last summer. And for me, even though the term was new, the meaning of it wasn't, right? So coincidences, basically, you're thinking of something, maybe a song pops in your head, and then you go to your car and boom, it's on the radio, right? So that's what's considered a synchronicity. And I've had so many, well, my entire life, right? But I've had so many here recently, it's just been ridiculous. Like on a weekly basis, I'm having at least 3 or 4 synchronicities. And I'm going to do some more research to see like what the meaning is behind, like why I'm having them or what they mean. But they're super fun and some of them are hilarious. But let's get into it. So it wasn't that long after New Year's, I was just thinking, man, I need to reach out to one of my homegirls from work, right? I don't see her very often because she works from home, so she's rarely in the office. But I remember it was not long after the holidays that I was like, you know what? I need to reach out to her just to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Have you been? How was your holiday? Happy New Year. You know, yada, yada, yada. And it was on me hard. Sometimes it's like that, you know, every now and then you'll get like this urge to reach out to somebody that you haven't spoken to in a while, or, you know, give them a quick call to say you're thinking about them. And so when I get those urges, you know, I tend to actually do it. Like, let me just send them a text. Hey, I'm thinking about you. How's it going? Whatever. But anyway, the night before, it was like, okay, you need to make sure you text her when you get up in the morning or when you get to the office, just to see if she's all right, check on her, whatever. Because there's been a lot of, you know, movement in my office, in the matrix, a lot of changes, and I just hadn't touched with her. Man, I get to work and I'm in a meeting, but I'm not in a conference room, but I'm meeting, right? And I see her across the way and she's never hardly in the office, right? And when she is in the office, she's never in the area that I was. And I was like, yo, I legit was just thinking about you last night. And I was like, dude. And she came to see me. She was coming to find me. And so it was just really cool that we connected. And so that's what would be considered a synchronicity or a coincidence, right? Think about something or someone and boom, they show up. Well, another one I had, it was so dumb. It was so dumb. Okay. So I don't even know why the song popped in my head because it's super old. They don't play it on the radio. I haven't heard it on the radio, I should say, in forever. But anywho, I got up and the thong song was just in my head. I could not get it out of my head. I was like, dang, why is the thong song in my head? But okay, it's going to be thong song day. I get in the car and as soon as I turn on the radio, that's the first song that came on. And I caught it in the beginning, so you know I was just jamming, just super elated. And I'm like, bruh, what are the odds that this song that they never play on the radio is all of a sudden playing as soon as I get in the car, right? So fast forward later that same day, and I had went to the hair store to get some products. I was going to attempt to color my hair, and that's a whole nother trash show. But anywho, I was going to attempt to color my hair, and so I have been given some instructions that I need to bleach it first and then add the color. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm bleaching it and I'm on Marco. If you don't know what Marco is, Marco Polo is this super cool app. You can send quick videos to friends and family. I mean, I love it. I like it better than, what's that other? Snapchat? I'm not into that. But anywho, I was on Marco and I was like, yo, it's the new Cisco in the house. Because my hair was like white, like platinum Cisco white. And it wasn't until, like, I think the next day or anyway, I was talking to one of my daughters and she was like, well, yeah, you started at the day out singing the thong song and you ended up looking like Cisco. It's like, I'm such an idiot. Such an idiot. But yeah, hilarious, right? So synchronicities happen so often. Sometimes we don't even realize it. And I know I have so many more that I can't even think of because they happen so often. But just staying on the topic of music, I was in, what's that restaurant? Urban Brick, pizza place. Anywho, I'm in there and they were playing 80s music, right? And I wasn't really thinking much of it because it was kind of turned down low. Well, all of a sudden they were playing We Are the World. And I'm like, We Are the World? I don't think I've heard that since it came out. But I was like, okay, we was jamming. Me and Love were in there jamming and they was playing We Are the World. Well, the next day, I'm looking on my Facebook and there's a group that I'm in. It's a Law of Attraction group. And they just kind of, you know, chit chat about this, that, and the other. And the topic of the day was, hey, post a song that uplifts your spirits or, you know, just gets you inspired or whatever. And so the facilitator posted We Are the World. And I'm like, bruh, of all songs, though, We Are the World, that's the jam. But 2 days in a row, I'm seeing it and hearing it. It's just another way that, you know, another synchronicity / coincidence that, you know, happens in life. So this is going to be a short show. I just wanted to kind of share some of those with you because some of them are pretty funny. And I know I have so many more and I hate that I can't think off the top of my head what they are. But I'm going to do a part two. And I'm going to start keeping track of these things and do a part two of this because it's to be continued because I have them all the time. Oh, one last one I had. And I don't really know if you can call this a synchronicity. But, so I had a dream that I was like in the cafeteria at the Matrix. And then my coworker, one of my coworkers has really long, thick hair. And she keeps it like almost to her butt, right? Just long and thick and wavy. In my dream, she was coming down the stairs and she had like chopped her hair off and it was dyed platinum blonde from like really dark, right? And I was like, oh my God, your hair is adorable. I love it. And that was it. That was a dream. That was it. The next week or so, I'm in the lobby or in the cafeteria and here she comes down the stairs and her hair was chopped off. Like to her ear, not like chopped off like buzz cut, but like, you know, to her chin or whatever. Cute little bop. And I'm like, bruh, legit, I just dreamt that you were coming down these stairs and your hair was cut all off and boom, here you are. So I don't know if that's a synchronicity or what, but that could be a whole nother show within itself because I've had many, many dreams that it's like I'll see something in my dream and then lo and behold, it comes true. It's crazy. So, yeah. So pay attention to these synchronicities, you know, when you have them, just kind of, I wouldn't say keep track of them and ain't that serious, but they're just fun and they're interesting and I'll definitely have a part two and I'll make sure that I keep track of mine. Cause like I said, I have them so often and it's just, I don't know. They're fun. They're cool. So until next time, winners, be true to yourself. And be true to the game. Peace out.